WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation's latest mass shooting at a school happened in Madison, Wisconsin. A 15-year-old girl student at Abundant Life Christian School shot and killed two people, wounded six others before killing herself.
According to law enforcement sources, a shooter was a teenage girl, but why she shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student and injured others is not yet clear, says Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
At this time, we're still working on a motive, trying to determine why this happened.
Two students who were shot are in critical condition. Alex Stone, ABC News.
U.S. Central Command says airstrikes in Syria killed a dozen Islamic State leaders and operatives at known ISIS camps in the country. No indication of civilian casualties, says Central Command. The government says its national average price for regular gasoline rose almost a penny in the past week to $3.01 a gallon. The biggest increase is coming in the Midwest and Rocky Mountain states. This is ABC News. President-elect Trump held a wide-ranging news conference at his Florida golf club.
President-elect Trump defends his choice to lead the federal health agencies, saying Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is much less radical than his critics may think.
I found him to be very rational. No, nothing, you're not going to lose the polio vaccine. That's not going to happen.
But when asked at a Mar-a-Lago news conference if he supports schools continuing to require vaccines, Trump said he doesn't like mandates, and he pointed to increasing autism rates in the U.S.
There's something wrong, and we're going to find out about it.
The medical community insists there is no link between vaccines and autism. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A federal judge in New York City sentenced former talk show host Carlos Watson to nearly 10 years in prison in a financial conspiracy case involving his defunct OZ Media. Two co-defendants pleaded guilty and testified against Watson. They have yet to be sentenced. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night. Head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and gusty west winds will persist in the overnight. We'll drop back into the upper 20s for lows. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. The wind still breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of light snow, lows in the mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything. Will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Services, Adopt Us Kids and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For the third hour of our program, on the line with us, our buddy Dean Obidala, my colleague here on SiriusXM Progress. His show is from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 p.m. here on the West Coast. It's his Substack newsletter, which you need to subscribe to. It's free. It's called The Dean's Report. Just go over to Substack and Substack.com and plug in Dean's Report, and it'll get you right to it. You can sign it. Just plug your email address in, and boom, it shows up in your email box. It's that simple. His website also, deanofradio.com and deanobidala.substack.com. And Dean, it's so nice to have you with us, and I want to talk about, you know, your thoughts on, and I know you've been writing about a lot of this stuff. In fact, just this morning, your newsletter, I just got a little while ago, about bending the knee in advance or kissing the ass in advance, actually. I was wondering out loud on my program in the last hour whether Trump literally bends over and says, kiss it. And if he did, whether, you know, Zuckerberg and Bezos would do that. I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, what's going on here and why ABC, when they clearly could have won this case, decided instead to give him $15 million.
Well, Tom, first, nice to be on your show. And I think that if Trump asked him to kiss his buttocks, they would say which one, both left and right. They'd be happy to do whatever he wants. This is about big money. And to remind people, Jeff Bezos blocked the Washington Post, which he's the owner of, from endorsing Vice President Harris right before the campaign. And we all knew something was up. We all knew something was very concerning. And now Jeff Bezos has agreed in the last week to give $1 million to Donald Trump's reelect his inaugural committee. And bonus, live streaming on Amazon Prime, like any of us has to see it there. And Meta, not to be outdone, Mark Zuckerberg, also $1 million for the inaugural committee. And just so people know, Meta did not give any money in 2020 to Joe Biden's inauguration committee, nor in 2016 or 2017 to Trump's. This is a new era for corporate media. They understand Donald Trump is transactional in every part of his life. So they're throwing money at him, including the $15 million that ABC News did, owned by Disney, to suck up to Trump, not to have any problems. And Tom, you know, Trump did a press conference today for Mar-a-Lago, and I had the mispleasure of watching it, but I thought it was important to watch it. And this issue came up. He talked about point blank suing more places, more media outlets, including Iowa, the Des Moines Register, for printing a poll about him that turned out to be wrong. And he even invoked the Justice Department. He said, the Justice Department should be the really one looking into this. He is telling us he will use the Justice Department to come after him. So, Tom, I think to sum up, there is a business concern by these oligarchs and also a concern about him using DOJ to prosecute them, literally go after them personally and their corporations. And we're living in a new time now. This is the strong man that's come to power, and they are bending a knee because one, for business, and two, for loss of liberty, potentially.
Right. And in fact, he had called for ABC to lose the licenses mm-hmm. for their affiliated television stations. And you know, that, of course, would be a huge blow. And that would be the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. So it sure looks to me, Dean, like what we're seeing is
early stage real fascism. I mean, back in 1986, the dictionary definition in the American Heritage Dictionary, which I have at home, and I sometimes have to take a picture of it and publish it because people don't believe it. But for years, the definition of fascism was, and I quote, the merger of corporate and state interests combined with belligerent nationalism. Now, most modern dictionaries, including the American Heritage Dictionary, now say, you know, it's a strongman government and, you know, quack, 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 you know, the more Timothy Snyder definition. But right. I think that what we're looking at, we've seen, you know, in 1983, Ronald Reagan ordered the Justice Department, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission to stop enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act. In the 1960s, in 1965, when Buster Brown and Kinney Shoes wanted to merge, the Supreme Court shot that down because the combined company would have controlled 5% of the U.S. shoe market. Today, Nike controls 19% of the U.S. shoe market. You know, Reagan stopped the enforcement of that act. That led to a five-year period that was referred to as the M&A mania. People like Michael Milken and whatnot, you know, buying the General Electric, Jack Welch, buying up companies, reducing redundancy. Hey, we just bought 40 companies and we're rolling them into one company. We don't need 39 CEOs. We don't need 39 purchasing managers. We don't need 39 accounting company, you know, accounting divisions. And the result of this is that, you know, we became basically a monopoly-based economy. And now these monopolies, which have created a lot of these billionaires, are reaching out for control over our government itself. And government has tremendous power. And Trump is now saying, essentially, that he's going to wield that power on behalf of them or against them. Speak to that power. I mean, you're an attorney. Sure. You're familiar with it. Yeah. The power to imprison or even literally to kill people is an awesome power that only government holds.
I think there's no doubt that Donald Trump will use his DOJ to make an example of a few people. And that's how a wannabe autocrat gets even more power. It's this is not obeying in advance, like Timothy Snyder said. This is actually obeying after someone is punished. So what he does is make an example of a few people. It might be a prosecution. It might be heavy fines. It might be some kind of penalty to the company that's so painful that everyone else begins to self-censor. And self-censorship is an autocrat's best friend. Because you don't have to do anything anymore. People are just holding back on their own. They're going, I could write this article, or I could use this word, but I'll use this other word. It's a little softer. And I won't use fascism anymore. I'll say things like strongman, which Trump would actually like, as opposed to an autocratic threat to our democracy. But Tom, I think, you know, we can debate, is this an oligarchy? Is this a kleptocracy? Is it a plutocracy? The one thing it's no longer going to be is a democratic republic going forward. And big money now is going to sit at the table. And by the way, at Trump's press conference today, he talked about Mark Zuckerberg came and had dinner with him. Tim Cook from Apple he said, Jeff Bezos is coming this week. And he said he was kind of shocked because in 2016, everyone was fighting me. He goes, now they want to come here and meet with me. They want to talk to me. They view him as purely transactional. And so it's a different level now. They see this as some kind of old era of government where corruption is legalized, and it's fine because bribery is legal now. You can get a super PAC donation of $270 million like Elon Musk did to help Donald Trump and his campaign and the Republicans. It's a new gilded age. We've talked about this. And my hope is we get to the backlash where we have a reform era, a progressive reform era against this. I don't know what's going to take for that to happen. Because at the same time, Tom, I watch it very closely today, while he's talking about these big wealthy people came to meet with him. At the same time, he's rarely against big pharma for charging too much money to consumers for goods. So he's giving crumbs, populist crumbs to people who go like, look, he cares about us. And on the other end, he's talking about meeting with the oligarchs in the various industries. It's a little shrewder than I thought he was going to be. He was more lucid than I expected in the press conference today. It was deeply alarming in a different way.
Yeah, no, and this is, by the way, not coincidentally, this is how Hitler consolidated his power in the early 1930s. Like you said, you throw a few crumbs to the people and you bring in basically all the power structures. It seems to me that what we're going to end up with, Dean, is favored industries and disfavored industries. Bob Kennedy talking about, and I refuse to call him Bobby because that's his dad. I remember his dad. Bob Kennedy is talking about going after the ultra-processed food industry, for example.
Something that I would support, actually, and I think a lot of Americans might. So what's happening now, it appears to me, and I'd love to get your take on this, is that companies are realizing very quickly that they can be a favored industry or a disfavored industry. That you've got to, you know, you got to pick sides right now.
I agree with you. And earlier today, and I'm going to write an article about it as well. But earlier today, I was sharing an article from about 7-8 years ago, just about the Nazi industrialists. And Elon Musk was around in the time of Hitler, but his name was Gustav Krupp. And Gustav Krupp was a big wealthy donor who was a big industry man and helped the Nazi party in 1933 in those elections. He bankrolled them. Hitler called him the Führer of industry, and he bankrolled so much of what the Nazis did. And ultimately, Gustav Krupp was charged with war crimes by the Nuremberg trials. Same thing with Alfred Krupp, but it was also Gustav Krupp was the main person then. That is the Elon Musk of that time. Going in a more modern era example, and I've read about this before, it's the Putin oligarchs. Putin, when he comes to power, brings the oligarchs in, says, you do business with me. You don't stand in my way. You'll be rewarded with great wealth. But if you stand in my way, you're going to pay a price. And that he does a few examples of oligarchs who go to jail and disappear and nationalizes their assets. And Trump, will he nationalize? Maybe. You know, we might get to another place. You can use the Fifth Amendment. The taking clause of the Fifth Amendment just says the government can take someone's property, but you get fair market compensation for it. It's all legal. And we've seen it with eminent domain for a highway exit ramp coming through someone's neighborhood. He could do this and would be all constitutionally upheld by this Supreme Court that will do anything he wants and starts buying assets. Say, we have to own this company or this company. We're going to see more mergers, getting back to your point earlier. They're so happy to get a Nina Khan of the FTC. This DOJ and FTC has done a great job of standing up to consumers. Preventing mergers are great for corporations. They're bad for consumers.
Yeah.
This new, I mean, David Zaslav from Warner Brothers said right away, the days after Trump won, we're going to be able to usher in more mergers now because streaming platforms are cannibalizing each other.
I'm with you. Dean Holder right there. We'll be right back with Dean Obidal at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Dean Obidala is with me today, and check out his Substack, Dean's Report, over at Substack.com. It's really worth reading. We'll be right back with Dean.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop holding my pants up because they would literally go down. And twice people stopped me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I really can't stay.
Bulls, it's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
Liberals, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
Chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
The courts are his toys.
The rules, it's cold outside.
He silences voice.
Democracy's just his right.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past. Dean Obidala is with us, the host of the Dean Obidala Show, right here on Sirius XM Progress, one channel 127, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And he's got an extraordinary Substack newsletter, one of the best out there. It's called The Dean's Report. And you can find that over at Substack.com and just plug in Dean's Report or DeanObidala.substack.com. He's also on Blue Sky at Dean Obidala, so check it out. Dean, one of your articles, one of your Dean's Report articles talked about the gathering storm and how this arrives on January 20th. And what we can do to prepare for a Trump presidency. I thought that was brilliant. Lay it out for us.
Sure, and that term is actually from Winston Churchill. I mean, yes. He has a whole series of books. The Gathering Storm was the rise of Nazi Germany, and he saw what they meant, and he was warning out there. Winston Churchill, I'm inspired by him in certain areas, and one is his steadfast refusal to bend the knee to Hitler when people were saying, well, make a deal. And he was warning about Hitler when Hitler was in the early days before he started the Blitzkrieg. So the gathering storm is what Winston Churchill warned about. And I think that's instructive to us. There is a gathering storm. And this is the lull before that storm. On January 20th at noon Eastern time, Donald Trump will become president. My view, and I tell this to people not to scare anyone, but so they can prepare, is that it'll be worse than you imagine. It is worse than we want to imagine. You could imagine it, but you don't want to. That's what I think it's going to be. And I say that, and you mentioned Timothy Snyder. In his book on tyranny, he talks about when the unimaginable happens, don't be silent. You have to prepare for it. And the idea of being these fascists, authoritarians, want to scare you and paralyze you with fear. So what you do is prepare now. And how we prepare now is by building more alliances now. getting more active in organizations now, building friends, kindred spirits online, if it's Blue Sky, wherever it might be, you know, tuning into Tom's show, my show, the other shows, becoming part of these communities, joining organizations, maybe Move On, Indivisible, you pick the organization, but prepare now. And Democratic leaders have abandoned us, except for a few people. Bernie's still out there speaking out and others. You know, Vice President Harris and I was a big fan in the campaign. You know, we see a report last week. She might, her career is not over. She might run for governor. She might run for president in the future. You're our leader. You told us Trump was a fascist threat. Literally, you said fascist, a threat to our democracy. And where are you? Where is Joe Biden, who said that Donald Trump and MAGA was an existential threat to the foundation of our republic? His exact words. You're a welcoming guy to the White House. You should be leading in one voice, a playbook, saying, look what's coming, and here's how we're going to fight it. Instead of rolling over by them and hearing Tom talking about Democrats saying, we're finding common ground with Trump. Why is it Republicans never try to find common ground with Joe Biden or Barack Obama? All they try to do is make them a one-term president and defeat them and block them every way possible. We need Democrats who are fighters. Either they lied to us about the threat that Trump was, and they weren't lying, and now they backed off because it's easier to do this. So the base has to be the leadership going forward. We have to take the fight to Trump. I keep saying this. We know who Trump is. There'll be no honeymoon. There's no meeting him halfway. And more importantly, we know who we are. And we're not going to compromise our values for this man to get along and go along. It's not going to happen. Not on our watch. This is our republic, and we're going to keep fighting for it.
Did you ever read the history of the White Rose Society in Germany?
No, but you mentioned it to me, I think, and I should look. I love reading, so I've got a lot of books.
It was a college student-led movement.
Oh, yes.
Anti-Hitler.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
And they killed them. The students.
The man and woman who were kind of boyfriend-girlfriend who started the thing ended up being very, very publicly executed. And arguably that's because they really didn't get their act together until well into the 30s. And, you know, we have now the benefit of history. So, you know, in our final 30 seconds here, your thoughts on that?
Look, Hitler, again, using that analogy, the first camps he built were for political dissidents and his critics and had them killed the night of the long knives, the blood purge. Then it became later the Holocaust. He first came to silence critics. Donald Trump will follow that. I just don't know if it's going to be bloody or it's going to be just using the threat of DOJ to silence you, me, and everyone else with me.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. The great Dean Obidala. Check out his Substack, Dean's Report, over on Substack.com. And, of course, right here on SiriusXM every weekday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks,
it's always
Tom.
Great talking.
Great chatting with you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The nation's latest mass shooting at a school happened in Madison, Wisconsin. A 15-year-old girl student at Abundant Life Christian School shot and killed two people, wounded six others before killing herself.
According to law enforcement sources, a shooter was a teenage girl, but why she shot and killed a teacher and a fellow student and injured others is not yet clear, says Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
At this time, we're still working on a motive, trying to determine why this happened.
Two students who were shot are in critical condition. Alex Stone, ABC News.
U.S. Central Command says airstrikes in Syria killed a dozen Islamic State leaders and operatives at known ISIS camps in the country. No indication of civilian casualties, says Central Command. The government says its national average price for regular gasoline rose almost a penny in the past week to $3.01 a gallon. The biggest increase is coming in the Midwest and Rocky Mountain states. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man. And we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and gusty west winds will persist in the overnight. We'll drop back into the upper 20s for lows. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. The wind still breezy with highs in the lower 30s. Tuesday night, there will be a chance of light snow, lows in the mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge, there's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm. And marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
He silences his voice.
Democracy's just his right.
The middle class sings.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I first of all want to thank you for running through that Barbara Honecker list of the people that Oliver North apparently had killed.
Oh, did that book report play during the break?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that wasn't something you did live today?
No. Our commercial station's membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You also get their newsletter, their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Join the fight for freedom for religion today. Text fees may apply.
Now I'm wondering what's under the tree. I saw Daddy joking with old Santa Claus. Trading stories by the fire.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up? Dave?
I didn't know what I...
Oh, and, there you are.
And
start over.
I got to thinking while I was on hold, on that first day where this Holman or whatever the guy's name is who claim he's going to deport a million people.
Right.
Wouldn't it be a hoot now if Mexico's president had all their borders and airports closed to traffic from the U.S.? Irony. Yeah.
Well, she can do a lot of damage to us. I mean, you know, Mexico is our number one largest trading partner. It might be Canada, but, you know, Mexico and Canada are our number one and two trading partners. And so if she were just to slow down traffic, you know, just to go for like massive border inspections or something that slowed down the transportation of, you know, cars made in Mexico into the United States or parts made in Mexico into the United States. Or, I mean, you know, I believe Chevy makes their engines down in Mexico now and then, you know, ships them up to Detroit for assembly.
Speaking about damage. Canada, I see some today where Canada's deputy PM has resigned too. So, but.
Oh, really? What's that about?
And I don't know. I've seen it on the CNBC.
Yeah. You saw that Doug Ford said that he would cut off electricity to Michigan and New York State if Trump imposed tariffs on any companies in Ontario.
Yeah. What I was going to talk to you about Saturday, talk about tone deaf on that Army-Navy game. Where was President Biden and or Vice President Harris? Neither had made an appearance to that game, you know, as known as the game.
Yeah.
After all, they are the current commander-in-chief and vice commander-in-chief to these academies. And
right.
Instead, there was Trump and Vance and all of his henchmen up in that booth.
And Daniel Perry.
I'm sorry, Trump is not the president yet. He's only a civilian.
Well, and he was making a huge statement by saying, here we are to honor the white guy who killed the black guy in the subway.
Yeah, that he was up there too, exactly. Yeah. Like I said, tone deaf there and that. And doesn't care. But, you know, to me it was kind of shame on them. You know, this way, you know, she has been kind of invisible since the loss.
I agree.
And it kind of makes me wonder who's really running this country anymore, because, you know, they're just kind of you know, going marking time as they will or something.
Yeah, no, this is a moment in time when we actually need leadership, and we're not. And
exactly.
And we don't.
And, you know, if nothing else, Harris should be around the White House or make some FaceTime, you know, because, you know, I don't know, there's something with Biden, you know, he's not well somewhere.
But, well, he's inarticulate is the problem. I mean, he doesn't speak well. He stutters, and between that and his age, he's, you know, he just has a hard time with press conferences and things, unfortunately, yeah. Tragically. But, you know, somebody should be raising hell. Yeah.
But they do play for what they call the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. And he's not there, and then what finally burned me up was Vice President Harris not making it, but earlier in the fall, she somehow made it to her alma mater, Howard's, you know, reunion, homecoming.
Yeah.
I guess you got priorities, huh?
Well, that was a pitch for the black vote, and right now neither of them are running for anything. But that doesn't mean that they should abrogate the responsibility to be the leaders of the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call, and happy holidays to you.
Be well.
And yours. Yeah, thank you. Howard in Los Angeles. Hey, Howard, what's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was kind of disgusted, dismayed, and hurt by the shooting in Madison, Wisconsin with them kids. That's too much. I want to know, what are these people that have the power to do something about it? Why don't they do something? Are they in the gun lobby that much? You got that much control or something? Yeah. I was telling the screen when I was going to school back in the day, only thing I had to worry about was bullets, you know? Mm-hmm. Bullets didn't carry guns. They didn't carry knives. Just go out there and duke it out with your fist, you know? And matter of fact, the high school I went to, a guy got killed up there before I started. I was going to go to another high school as a result of that. But I changed my mind and said anything, it was like a run home from school. But it's a shame these leaders don't take the time to think about the average person. I guess they got a lot of security around their family and kids, so they had to worry about it. But everybody else, we had to worry. We had to go here and there and, you know. But it's a shame. It's a shame.
I'm with you, Howard. I'm with you. And to those CEOs who are hiding under their desks and hiring security and all freaked out and whatnot, I say, welcome to America. Talk to a school child. School children are braver than CEOs these days. That should tell you a hell of a lot. Howard, thank you. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good day to you.
Thank you. Back at you, Bob.
Hey, we're trying to keep afloat. I just want to challenge this concept of dark times versus what it's ever been. I mean, it's alarming to me that so many educated people seem to be so taken aback, like the previous caller was saying just there, who's in charge here? Who's in charge of our country? Who's running this show? Who runs our government? This question's been asked my entire life. It's not getting better, but I want to keep it as brief as possible here. We have been fighting for human rights and civil rights all of our lives. We're going to keep trying to make democracy happen. Dark times, if they can keep from pushing the nuclear button, we'll all be okay, except for this troubling situation of overpopulation and pollution. And when people try to work in nuclear power as an answer to that, because we need so much electricity, well, that is going to lead to some very dark times.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about dark times, it's not about what the fascists are going to impose upon the American people, because we're not going to put up with that. Now, in not putting up with that, people are going to face themselves and each other.
Yeah.
And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be violent, because that's the way the people who are controlling things want to keep it. Yeah. They want to keep us divided. Now, when you talk about senators, congressmen, Supreme Court members, you know, judges, all of these official people, they can get busy doing something about this if they want to. they can get together behind closed doors and start talking about what
they're
going
to do. Yeah, they
don't
want to, Bob. They just want to keep taking money from the gun industry and from the fossil fuel industry. And you know that.
How wrong they are.
Yeah. No, I agree, Bob. I completely agree. And thanks for the call. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, yeah, I agree with Bob. I'm wanting to amplify what you were saying here. Indulge me for a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. What we've had for a long time is health care by extortion. Pay or suffer and die. And that's been the very basis of it. Now, with these whole things where everybody needs bodyguards and stuff, well, the bodyguards, okay, they're taking their life in hands. They're supposed to take a bullet or something. Well, if they get shot, well, they're going to need health care. And if 10 years after they've been shot and they still can't feel their leg or something, and then the insurance company says, well, we're not covering it anymore, or they've gotten absorbed, well, too bad. So sad. Now, Trump doesn't like our military because we and I'm a vet, are suckers and losers. So, and he wants to get rid of the VA, so that means health care.
Yeah.
But if we're a soldier, you're going to get shot at. Well, you kind of like to know that. It's, you know, we can't return alive. It's not like you're not supposed to return alive like we felt when we came out of Vietnam.
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole thing now with dental, I had cousins, they're dead now. One was both of them were World War II vets, and his healthcare dentistry is the bastard child of medicine that no one wants to acknowledge. So it's always been treated that way. Even in, you look at England, why everybody has bad teeth. Money is the problem.
Yeah.
And this has been a long thread. There have been voices in the wilderness all the way through the 80s that were going against free trade. The whole idea that this is a fallacy. I mean, I got on the phone a couple of times and talked to Bloomberg back in the early 90s on the Diane Ring show about how I didn't see this idea of free trade was conducive to the position of the United States in trade negotiations or for military defense, considering how much of our military was based on high tech. But, you know, that was poo-pooed. We were extending standing charity to build up the...
it was going to mean peace for the world, David. All these countries
right.
that we traded with, you know, no two countries with McDonald's have ever gone to war with each other.
Knowledge workers.
Yeah.
They're going to be knowledge workers. These mammon worshippers have, you know, the thing is you've got, like, okay, for instance, with Aetna, they have dentistry. But there's nobody in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or in Oklahoma that actually is part of their dentistry network.
Brilliant, brilliant. David, I got to run. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You ever exercise and watch your diet in an effort to get your cholesterol numbers down and you just don't see the results you're looking for? Well, consider this. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking my Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. I think it's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart's health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com. to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
Checking it twice, seeing who he'll assist. Santa's been listening, the word's getting clear. He tunes to Tom Hartman this time every year. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He's learned about democracy and all we should know. When leaders are dirty, the coal starts to flow. Does Santa Claus listen to the Tom Hartman show? He heard about Trump and his undemocratic ways, the lies, the corruption, and games he plays. Santa shook his head and said, that's
welcome back,
right.
53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Hey, John, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, for a long-time caller, first-time caller, and I've got three quick points.
Okay.
First, you had a lady that called earlier that said that UnitedHealthcare had done away with dental policies. No, they haven't. They have with two plans, which are for special need persons. And what they do, they give you $54 a month on a flex card to use for grocery, gas, whatever. And, but you can buy from UnitedHealthcare your dental plan for $54 a month. Okay. So they just basically turned it into an additional fee. Also, on Medicare Advantage, for people like me, I'm on SSDI, and I'm basically locked out of Medigap plans. I can't get one because I'm not 65. So it leaves it as the only option really for me. And the third thing, and this is the nuclear weapon I'm going to drop on your listeners, is that Chuck Schumer needs to step up and put down a vote to get the disability of Trump, as he is an adjudicated insurrectionist, and they should have the vote to see if they could take that disability off of him and let it end up going to the Supreme Court and make them eviscerate the rest of the 14th Amendment. Section 3.
I completely agree with you, John. I completely agree with you. It's not going to happen, but I completely agree with you. And, you know, sadly, I mean, you know, Chuck Schumer, he's getting judges confirmed, and that's a good thing. But generally speaking, I'm not. Anyway, thank you, John.
I know.
Excuse me. Mike in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I had two thoughts, two questions. First one is, do you think it would be possible for the European countries to, and maybe could Biden help facilitate it, put together enough money, support, weapons for Ukraine when Trump ends support on our side? And the second question.
What we're hearing, let me just answer that first. What we're hearing from President Macron of France and others is, yes, they fully intend to do everything they can.
Oh, that's encouraging to know. Because I've sort of, like many on the left, I've just, after the election, I stopped listening to news because I just couldn't take it anymore. So
yeah,
I listened to folks like you. And so I haven't heard the latest on that. That's encouraging. And the second question is, and you were just talking about Viktor Orban and what he did in his country. What can we do to help prevent Trump and Republicans from doing what leaders like Orban and Putin have done, where their people think they're having an election, but the leaders know they're going to win?
What can we do to stop?
To prevent that from happening here.
Yeah. Get involved in politics. Show up at your local Democratic Party meeting. Join one of the groups out there like Indivisible. Get active. I mean, that's our best chance right now, Mike. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Thank you for being with us. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active. Now is a great time to join one of these just great groups out there. Tag your in. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Madison, Wisconsin, dateline for the nation's latest mass shooting. Police say a 15-year-old girl student shot and killed two people at Abundant Life Christian School. Another six were removed to hospital, two in critical condition.
The shooter was dead upon our arrival, police department arrival, and no officers fired their weapons.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We are interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we are obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Investigators questioned the girl's parents and searched the home. Luigi Mangione to be in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It is believed he will waive extradition to New York City, where he faces charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News.